Okay, we can get started.
That's
going. Sorry, I'll pull it down. I think I have one. Okay, I have my shawls now. So. Okay. So as we know, in Parshas Veschanan, this week's Sedra, we find the second presentation of the Aseret HaDibros, Ten Commandments, are found again in Parshas Veschanan. And we also know that there are certain differences between the presentation of the Aseret HaDibros here in Parshas Veschanan and the presentation of Aseret HaDibros the first time back in Parshas Yisro and Chumash Shmos. I guess the most famous difference is with regard to Shabbos. Right back there in Aseret HaDibros, the Dibro of Shabbos, it says, Zohar is Shomer Shabbos V'Kadsho. And here in Veschanan it says, Shomer is Shomer Shabbos V'Kadsho. So, okay. That's the most famous difference. But there's another difference with regard to the tenth of the Dibros, and that's what I'm speaking about tonight. It always says here in Veschanan, Devarim Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches, look at source 1, V'lo Sachmod Eishas V'Yachov, you should not covet your friend's wife, another person, and V'lo Sisave Beis V'Yachov, it should not, it's a little different verb. First it says, sachmo, don't covet. Don't desire, right? Don't desire his house, his field, his servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, anything that he has. Okay, so two things, two verbs, lo sachmo and lo sisave. Rashi, here in, again in Veschanan, Parakeh, Zoran, Pasuk Ches, so it's two, translate lo sisave, based on the Targum, lo serog, afu leshen chemda. Nechmad lamar, the Targum of the Meragig Lamechsi. Nechmad, something's attractive. By the Yetz Hadas, back in Parshas Bereishis, it says that the tree was Nechmad lamar. The Chava found the tree to be very attractive, something she desired. It was desirous. So that's the same thing word here. Yeah, well, that's not right. And then the Chemda is also desire, same word. Sure. Okay, anyway, so. Right, that's what I'm saying with the Nesrik. Anyway, be that as it may. So we have these two verbs. We look back in Parshas Yisro, in the first presentation of Aseret HaDibros, Shmos, Parakhov, Posig Yud Dalet, it says just the same verb twice, Lo Sachmod Beis Re'echa, and Lo Sachmod Eish Re'echa, V'adol V'masor V'shar V'chama V'chol Eish Re'echa. It's almost exactly the same, except that there were two differences. One, the order, right. Here in Reschanan, it starts talking about the wife, Lo Sachmod Eish Re'echa, and then Lo Sachmod Beis Re'echa, and Yisro says first Beis Re'echa, then Eish Re'echa. But more important for us this evening is the verb that in here in Veschanan they have two verbs, lo sachmod and lo sisave, and then Yisro, the same verb is repeated twice, lo sachmod. Either way, it's one dibur, it's counted as one of the Ten Commandments. Okay, now, there's an interesting point that Ibn Ezra makes in his commentary there in Shmos, Parakhov Pasuk Yudalev. He says a lot of people are bothered, lo sachmod, anoshim rabim yismu al lo sa mitzvah. This is a very difficult mitzvah. How can we have a commandment not to be desirous of something you find attractive, you find desirable? I mean, it's human nature. You can't control yourself, right? I mean, it's something you find attractive, so you're going to want it. I mean, it's normal, no? So you try, how does the Torah ask you such a thing? Therefore, let me give you a moshel. It says, at least in those days, you have a villager, a commoner, a peasant, okay? And he sees hurrah bas melach shiyofa. He sees one day in the parade, whatever, the princess. There's no chance in the world he's ever going to be with her. It's just like, I'm not sure you'd give the same muscle today, but in those days, it wasn't so, he didn't desire her because it was so far from the realm of any kind of possibility that it was something. He might find her attractive, but, to have an idea that he wants her is just so beyond ridiculous, right? He's lo yachmon also believe or shishkav. He's never going to have an opportunity to be intimate with her. He knows, his brain's telling him it's never going to happen. He's a commoner, and she's from royalty and so on. The whole time she's obviously confined both for Shemayim and it's I wish I could fly up to the sky. I had wings. It's idiotic. You don't have. You may want to. You may contemplate in your head, what it would be like to fly. But you can't do. You don't have wings, right, on your back. Okay? So, just like a person doesn't have a desire to sleep with his mother or with his sister, even though it might be physically attractive, but from the time you've grown up knowing that this is not something that's done, so you won't have that type of. That's what you're supposed to have, says Ibn Ezra. That's the idea. There's a certain, Hashem gives everybody something, so the Torah Torah's issur here of lo sachmot, lo sisaveh, is don't be desirous of other people's things. They're not yours. They belong to somebody else. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu planned it, worked it out, that it should be given to Yenim, to somebody else, and not to you. And therefore, you shouldn't desire it. Okay. And he goes on to talk about how certain things are tali and mazel, and that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have it, and you can't do anything about it. You're not going to get those items. That's what he says, and that's what says the Dibur. Okay.
What he's just trying the first part to say that it's. Sachmot only applies to things
that
you would have a
tithe of. He's asking conceptually, how can the Torah prohibit something? And his answer is, I'll tell you how. You have to view it as though, you have to view it as though it's not possible for you to have it. The same way you can control your desire, the same way it's foolish, it's a silly. This commoner, this peasant, this villager may find the princess very attractive. It's okay, he can admire her, you can feel. What's that? Okay, he's saying, but it's not,
His answer to the question is it depends on how you.
The Torah is telling you to control. That's right, the Torah is telling you to control your thought. The Torah is telling you to think of it. That's right, that's basically the idea. He says, it's not so, just like you would think, how can you tell this guy not to covet this beautiful princess? Because he knows. Just like, you can't fly up to heaven.
Let's go to the Rabbi. Huh? Take five, maybe he sees you. I see a guy with a nice house, nice car. Mm-hmm. He's got a nice shot.
Right.
So, I wish I had. So at what point?
One step at a time. First, we just start. Let's see. So that's the Ibn Ezra.
I should
control yourself, but we'll see.
Why
try to get your mind? And according to Ibn Ezra, yes. And not only Ibn Ezra, by the way, Ben Bechaya, in the Kara Kemach, it was a encyclopedic kind of work on different concepts. He has an entry on Chemda, source 5. So he says, first of all, he says, one second. What is exactly this Issur Lo Sachmot? Why is he bothered at the beginning? Why it's in the Aseret HaDibros? After all, there's nothing in the Aseret HaDibros about stealing. And when it says Lo Sachmot, but that's talking about kidnapping. In the Aseret HaDibros, when it talks about stealing, it means stealing a person, kidnapping. So the Rebbe Bechai finds it a little funny. It's in the Aseret HaDibros, you shouldn't covet something. Wait a minute, but stealing it is even worse. Why is that not in the Aseret? That's what he's bothered by, right? He says, Gzela. And he basically says, because Mashal Hizki Shom Lav Shalom Sigzol B'chal Lav V'shagezol B'cholo. Okay, he says, because why do you steal something? Because you desire it. It starts with the desire. You really want this thing, so you steal it from the person. You don't steal something you don't want, right? You only steal something you'd like to have. So he says, in effect, he says, L'madu kavachomer, im achemda sheitui b'leiv, osar akasuv, ein tzorach loma agezol sheish b'maisa. If desire in the heart, so obviously you're not letting act on it and go steal something. So that's what he says. Yadua ki mitoch achemda, yabu adam libga b'mitzos in chukam. He said, im shimuchomed maman acherim, kosher chen shiachmon on atzmo. First of all, he says how this idea of not coveting leads to so many other areas. Because if a person is desirous of other people's money, he's also desirous of protecting his own money. So he won't give tzedakah, right? He won't give like a shikhanpeya and so on. He's explaining why Lo Sachmot is in the Aseret HaDibros because Lo Sachmot, like you said, is the first step. But the Rebbe Chaya's point is that Lo Sachmot leads to lots of other things. Gezel is one thing, I stole something. But Lo Sachmot, if that's your mental attitude, so it'll impact lots of other things. It'll impact not giving charity to the poor. Or he mentions, for example, it might be another reason, he says, the last one, by the way, he says, because if you think about it, because of chemda, you'll come to steal. Okay, you steal, you'll end up swearing falsely because you'll try and cover your tracks. It could lead to some, or maybe on Shabbos, you'll steal on Shabbos. Anyway, he gives a whole bunch of things. Then at the end, he says, V'tam lo sachmon, v'imitzim achshos haleish, enibi de'adam pirish hachacham rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra. He quotes ibn Ezra, so he also approves of that idea. And he said, maybe that's why Lo Sachmot is the last Aseret HaDibros. He says like bookends, because both the first dibur, when Ochash Malkecha, is also mental. It's also intellectual, something in the heart, something in the mind. They don't do anything. And Ochash Malkecha is the first of the dibros. So the last one also, the bookends, the last one is also about having proper thoughts. Okay. Now,
stealing is more obvious.
Okay. There is, but still, it's a different answer, but he said it's because it leads from one to the other. Yeah.
It seems like Ibn Ezra also is kind of putting, like, assuming we're on a very high material, because he's not even addressing something that's available to us. I mean, he's saying, like, we should picture something
As impossible.
As it's impossible.
He's setting a high standard.
He's,
I agree with you.
He's saying, like, when we look at the Torah, we automatically think, well, I have to follow the Torah. Mm-hmm. It's impossible for me not to.
You're right. It sets a high standard. But that's even, as you know, Rabbi Chaya agrees.
Could it mean, okay. Meaning nowadays, it would seem like just to dumb down a little bit, not to alter it, but to translate it for us, it would seem that, like, maybe...
Just remove, so I work to remove from your thought process.
Yeah, but it seems like also what he's trying to... hint to is that we should view it as if we're proud that we're Jewish. Then
I hear. So then, right. And in fact, he's saying that. I mean, okay. Uh-huh.
Like a poor person marrying a queen.
Well, right. Well, it's completely right. I agree. Good. Now let's discuss what exactly the nature. What exactly? What do you do exactly? You know, is there any more action involved? So there is another. The word lo sachmot appears in another place in the Chumash. Actually, next week, Sedra, in Parshas Ekev. Not in the Assessor Divos. It says as follows by Avodah Zarah. It says, "Psila Elohim Tishivun Ba'ish." You're supposed to destroy when they get into Eretz Yisrael. They have to destroy all the idols. Now, Lo Sachmod Kesev is Ovaleim V'Lakachtalah. You might think some of these idols might be, you know, very expensive, and nicely fashioned out of gold and silver. And what do I destroy this oil? I mean, keep it, you know, sell it. No, you have to destroy Lo Sachmod Kesev is Ovaleim V'Lakachtalah. Lo Tativokesh Bo Kisovas V'Lakachahu. So the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, in source 7, excuse me, Mesechta Rachodesh Parsha Ches, there's Osachmod, or Afilu Chomid B'Divor, is it enough to violate, I'm talking about violating the Isser, the technical violation of Isser, just talking about desiring something? Talmud Lomar, you put the Osachmod Ches, it's all about the Lachach Doloch. Malahal Anad She'osa Maisa, Avkah Anad She'osa Maisa. So Brazil, you asked before, forget about what Ibn Ezra says, but Mechai, that's, like you're saying, Ravina, that's a high standard. But Lemaisa, when do I violate the Isser? So according to Mechilta, you have to do a Maisa. Okay? And the Maisa there is taking it. Okay, so let's see. Let's see. Huh? One second.
It doesn't belong to anything. It's just
making an equation because it has the same word, Lo Sachmot. Okay? The Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perkes HaLachah Zayin, I put it in source 8. These are things which...
it's war booty, but you can't have.
Right, you can't. It's Avodah Zarah.
It's
awesome. Right. So looking around, so I say, Dover Shemus, you got out of Geneva. Certain things that were worshipped in Ozar, like mountains. They worship mountains. What are you supposed to do? You know, destroy the mountain? Or, you know, what are you going to do? Okay. Alpha Pisha, never Atzma Mutaba, no, it's Tipuy of Osmanov. And then a Kosu man, Lokesh Nemo, Sachmon, Kesel of Alayna, is Malkus. Okay, something which is used, a decorative. Anyway, the bottom line is it requires an action. So now, what's the story with Lo Sachmod? What's the action exactly? You asked us that still. So let's see. So here's the Gemara about Mitzia, Hayamid Beis, source 9. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha B'Divtei Ravina. The issue, let me give you the background. The issue here is somebody taking a shvua, okay, taking an oath. Okay, the case is Shomrim. Okay, Shomrim are watch, you know, I give you something to watch. I'm going on vacation, and so I want you to watch this me while I'm away. Okay. Now, what happens is, depending upon the nature of our arrangement, is how is the level of your responsibility. If I ask you just to do me a favor, you're what's called a shomer chinam. So then you're only culpable for any problem if you were negligent. In other words, if some strange, someone stole it, it got lost, and it wasn't your fault, then you're a potter, right? That's the din of a shomer chinam. Because I asked you to do me a favor. Now, if you were negligent, you put a big sign on your porch and say free watch, and then someone took it, then you were negligent. Okay, but I mean, if you didn't do that, then you're not negligent. You weren't negligent. Whatever's considered, because I've been sure it's considered normal. Right? It's considered normal. But if Shomer Sachar, someone who's paid, has a higher level of responsibility, okay, but if somebody comes in and steals it, guy breaks into my house, I had it safely, but someone got it, I broke in the house, ransacked my house. Among the things he took was your watch. You know, okay, so the halacha is going to take a shua. So the case of the shua shomer, so the shua deraisa, in the chumash, parashat mishpatim. So shua Hashem, tia ben shneim. So anyway, in the context of that discussion, the Gemara said, but one second, what if you have the following scenario? Okay, a guy decides, I figure like this, you know what, I really want this watch. So I'll tell you when you come back, you're never going to believe what happened, okay, that somebody stole it. Okay. Now the halacha is, you have to pay. I'm an honest fellow, so I'll pay you, no problem. So from a financial point of view, I made you whole. You got the value of the watch. Really, I wanted the watch. You lost it, you're upset about it, but in terms of, so that guy came up with a patent. He says, I'm sorry somebody stole it, but the question is he believed in terms of a shrua, because somebody who's chashed for an aveira is chashed for a shrua, chashed for stealing, we don't believe he's going to tell the truth either with a shrua. That's the sugi over there. So the Gemara says, no, because since I paid for it, I didn't really steal it. From a phenomenal point of view, I gave you full value. You got the full amount. I didn't steal anything.
When did you get paid?
So the Gemara said, that's if you steal it. But here, I didn't steal, it was given to me legally. You gave me the item, okay? I paid you, okay? You were made whole. You didn't walk away. It was a penny, okay? But so that's not stealing. So therefore, we should believe it's shul. But the Gemara says, now look at 9. Avler, achem idu pavina, v'ha ka'avra alav de lo sachmod. Yeah, but he may not violate stealing, but he certainly violated Sachmod. I mean, Sachmod, he coveted this side. He wanted this side. He made his whole plan, you know, how to, okay?
There is a mindset, but it's not
so let's see.
In the head.
So, right, so let's see. So he violated Lo Sachmod. Good, maybe he didn't violate Lo Sigzol Taket. Okay, but he's chashed on Lo Sachmod, and as Rashi says, this was 10. Hakadosh Lo Sachmod, Mali Chosha Lo Sachmod, Mali Chosha Lo Sigol, Lo Sigol. If he, what's the difference if he's suspected regarding Avera A or Avera B? If he's suspected regarding Avera, Migu the Chosha La Chosha Shmosa. We should be Chosha Shmua too. That's the context over there. But the point is, he violated Lo Sachmod, didn't he? So the Gemara answers, not Lo Sachmod. Right. In that case. That's a different story, yes. But let me just point to what's directly part of it. So the Gemara answers, look at the answer of the Gemara, 9. Lo Sachmod le'inshi b'lo domin mashmahu. People think that you don't really violate Lo Sachmod either. You only violate Lo Sachmod b'lo domin, without paying, without money. People think Lo Sachmod also I didn't violate. And at the end of the day, what did you lose, this other guy? What did he lose? He got the full value of the item. So you know, I didn't violate any. It wasn't nice. You know, it wouldn't give him the meat of the month award. But you know, it wasn't nice what he did. But in terms of technical issue, says the Gemara, people think so. You could only disqualify a guy's shvua. When it's reasonable to assume, why do we not believe a guy? Why shouldn't we believe a guy stole? We also don't believe the shul. Maybe he's honest when it comes to oaths. He's dishonest in other areas. And the answer is no. Once somebody's dishonest with one area, so we think an oath is also dishonest because he can be bought off. We can't trust him. So, but if we can demonstrate that he didn't think it was us, sir, he didn't really think it was us, sir, it doesn't mean he's a scoundrel. His shul is distrusted. So this guy says the Gemara. Didn't think it wasn't nice, but he didn't think it was anything wrong because people assume that you've only violated Lo Sachmod if what? If you end up taking the item without having paid for it. That's what people think. So Tosus says. So one second.
Every caution depends on people's general attitude towards that.
Right, that's it. That's the
chosha shua.
You have to look right. Whatever it is, what people think. So Tosus asks.
Oh, yeah.
Up
until this point, the Havamin is every gezel and
so ask Tosus the kasha, source 11. Tosus there. Moment, see, hey, mate. Do you want to do a we even told my typical amulet sigzel. What do you mean? Isn't that Lo Sigzel? If he took it, you tell me, he didn't think he was buying anything because he paid for it. Well, of course, if he didn't pay for it, then it'll be a little sigzol. It's stole. Yeshloma lav or lav mishnei lavin. You find sometimes in the Gemara. Well, yeah, they're two different lavin. When you steal something, you violate Lo Sachmod and Lo Sigzol. So when you get Malkus twice, then it's a different discussion. But the point is, it's really the same issa. It's heads and tails, so to speak, of the same issa. And now, after, that's if you have two things, and one is the harsher punishment. But similar. So. So no. If he didn't pay, the Gemara says people think you only violate Lo Sachmod if he didn't pay. So if Tosus didn't pay, it's not Lo Sachmod, it's Lo Sigzol. The answer is yeah, it's both. That's what Tosus says, it's both. In other words, the Gemara said people think that you don't violate Lo Sachmod if you pay. You only violate Lo Sachmod if you didn't pay. So when it says if you didn't pay, okay, so one second, we'll get that too. So one second, but first, Tosus is and really relates to what you said. Tomar, the Hakiyar is Dame Nami Chamson. There's something called a Chamson. What's a Chamson? Chamas, okay? Not to be confused with today's Chamas, but although it's the same, although it's pretty vicious. But anyway, what is a Chamson? A Chamson is somebody who basically pressures somebody else into selling something they didn't want to sell. Okay.
This is
yeah, with houses and with this, all kinds of things. Yeah. Okay, you make him an offer he can't refuse, right?
No, just put it in there.
We'll get that maybe at the end.
But if he didn't
okay.
He
didn't want to sell, right? Yeah, and you harassed them and harangued them and threatened them, and they said, "Yeah, finally sold." That's called a chamsum.
Even though you pay.
That's called a chamsum. Okay. Now chamsum, again, what was the line, right? He assured him that either his brains or his signature would be on the paper, right? One or the other. All the guns are dead, right? That's all that. So that's right. That okay. So under the circumstances, the guy's holding guns on my head. I'll find the paper. You know, but that's called a chamson. So a chamson is possible edus. A guy who behaves that is possible edus. Gemara in later Baba Kama's Gemara. Sanhedrin, Sotosis quotes it. Okay, what is it? Says Altoshes Yochan Rosh Elios Eid Chamas. Okay, that's pasuk over there in the Chumash and Mishpatim. So anyway, the Gemara says that it's only Darbanan. The Raisa would not be possible edus. It's only Asmachta. Okay, but the bottom line, what emerges from Tosis is that Enochanami, that when the Gemara says, and this is what I mentioned, when the Gemara says people think the only violate Osachim we don't pay, Tosas says, and that's true, it's correct, people are right. You know the Gemara's lesson is Osachim le'inshi below domi mashalu, but they're right, okay? And certainly that's what emerges in the Sugin Sanhedrin. Tosas here says they're right. You only violate Osachim if what? If you end up not paying. If you end up paying for the item, you don't violate Los Achon. That's an emergency.
Yeah.
Huh? Let's see. But Tosis says. So, and Tosis, the other city that Tosis referred to is Sanhedrin Chof Hamid Beis, I print in source 12. Hacham Sani, Meikara, Sova Domekiyar. Akroi Ba'amu, Kevin, the Chazal Chafi, Gazubavar. That bottom acid. Okay, in other words, they pressure the person. And Rashi says, what is Chamson? That's what I printed it for the Rashi. Rashi 13, Sanhedrin Chof Hamid Beis says, what is a Chamson? Yohim Dome, he gives the money. El Shain wants on a bottle of Limcor, but the buyer never really wanted to sell it, right? And the guy took it, and the guy didn't really want it, etc. So Tosis is no. It's only possible Edis Rabbanon. Possible Edis, forgive me, I'm sorry, I'm going to make that clear. The only possible Edis Rabbanon. That's what Tosis says there in Bava Metzia, the Hamid Beis, the only possible Edis Rabbanon. Okay.
Pressuring someone is that
yes, let's see, I may come back. The point is, it's only possible Edis Rabbanon. But I'm interested now in the following. Tosis there says, okay, the Torah of the Apostle Edis. So Tosis asked in Sanhedrin, Chofem Beis, Dilamasa Mekara. Tosis in Tomar, believes some of the Raisa. Why is only Apostle the Rabbanan? She Apostle the Raisa. The Ka'ava Alav the Losachmon. Because he violated Losachmon. This Chamson also violated Losachmon. He wanted the item, he wanted it so badly, he forced the guy to sell it to him. So isn't it also Losachmon? Yeshlomar, the Losachmon Mashmel do Yahiv Domi. The Chiyahiv Domi, Lekka Lav, the Chimur Klaal. Tosis is accepting that which Gemara says is right. The lo sachmur is only don't pay, but the chiyahiv dome when you give money leka lav the chimur klal. Okay, the Gemara in Tom the Homin of Perakano of Matzia we saw before lo sachmur dome mashul in she davku the mishtalim akach avahim toim. The implication of the Gemara when the Gemara has that line and says well people think, the implication is people think they're wrong, but that's what they think. Okay. The Torah says no. Yesh lomai demashu the koma ratzon and nami the kenu emes. No, because gives a second tarot. But according to the first tarot, the Torah says that which he wants is people think they're right. They are correct. You only violate the sachmon of what? Huh?
You're right.
Yeah. If you pay, you're not violating the sachmon. Period. Now Torah is not a dash yachid.
You're not far away.
Right. So therefore now, one second. So before, I just want to show you Torah is not a dash yachid. The smag sefer mitzvos gadol. Lavin mitzakuf nun ches 15. Kosova says it was sachmo because of the old Sisava. I'll come back to that. The Tanya Michilto, we saw it. Lo sachmo yachil bedvarim. Tamalom lo sachmo kesu davalem. La posuk anekim. Lo kachel lo chad shesamai. So per kamen bo mitzvah garcina. The Omer of Huna shomer. Shomer harayim mishalav enu nishba. A shomer says, I'll pay. I'm not going to swear. Right? You know, I'll pay you. Mashbin also shvur she'enu b'shusu maksa tamen. Hey chishava lo chashu lava lo sachmo. Umetaret. Lo sachmod le'inshi below domel mashal. That's the Gemara. The people think lo sachmod is not applicable if you pay. So Pirush Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Miss will come back to them. The ain't no chashol lo sachmod v'daito. V'afol pi shirka lo sachmod domel. The fair is there mashma. Afol pi shenas lo domel come hareiz over lo sachmod. Okay. So it appears to the Rambam and the Arain, which we'll get to, that even if you pay them, you still violate lo sachmod. The kashol lo payers. I don't think that's correct. Okay. Because he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin about a chamson, the Yesh Lafarish of the last words of the Smag, Lo Dame Mashal V'Kachu Emes. The people think is right. You don't violate Losachmon if you pay. If you do, if you pay, you only violate Losachmon if you don't pay. And not only the Smag, not only tells us, yeah.
If I covered something, and I didn't realize at the time that it was already part of my wish that my parents passed away or something like that.
Yeah.
Are we saying that? I take the same exact action,
yeah.
But because it was mine, I'm not owed that. It just seems like...
Well, in which case was yours, though?
At 4 p.m., I coveted this.
Yeah, you would not violate it.
But I owned it at the time. I didn't know
it.
That's
part of the bigger studio. A lady tried to be, thought she was going to do something against it.
I hear a question. Again, what we're saying here is that, here, what Tosin and Smog are saying is, if you ended up paying for it,
or if you owned it,
there would be no assumption, right? I guess so. Yeah, I guess you have to pay. I just want to mention one other sheet there. There's a Sefer 16 called the Sefer Akrisos. Sefer Akrisos was written by Rabbi Balei Tosin in the late 1200s, early 1300s. He was saying, I think you're right. Okay, the Rash Mikinun, he was called, from Shimshon Mikinun. One of the Balei Tosin wrote a book called Sefer Akrisos, nothing to do with Koresh. Not mistaken, in the Hagdama, he writes, the Sefer Akrisos is a book that where he goes through a lot of the principles of the Gemara, who we paskin like in this machlokas, what this type of phrase means, what, it's like a lot of principles. Called the Sefer Akrisos, I have it home somewhere, the he writes in Hagdama, it's like Krisos from Krisos Bris, establishing a covenant. This is the Bris of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what he called. So in one of his sections, the Lashon Lamudim in Shar Gimel, number Kuf Mem Talad, he says, Matsinu Lashon, quote unquote, Mashmilahu. Sometimes, he goes through Talmudic rules. One of the earliest works, if not the earliest work, that really gives you a lot of Gemara Klohen. So he says, Matsinu Lashon Mashmilahu, V'chein Hilchasa. Sometimes we find the phrase, people think, in part, and it's true. The halach is like that. Kihar, the parakam of the Bamatia, like our case in Bamatia. Lo Sachma, Lich, Velo Dom, Mashmilahu, V'chein Emes. Okay, so you have several Rishonim. It's not just, Tosfos and Bamatzia looks like that. Tosfos and Sanhedrin Chafei says it explicitly. The Smag says it in Kuf Nun Ches. The Sefer Akrisos says it and so on. However, there are Rishonim who disagree. In fact, the majority of Rishonim disagree. Okay, majority of Rishonim disagree. And the majority of Rishonim say, no, people think, but it's not true. Okay, it's not true. They're wrong. Okay, really, you violate Lo Sachmod even if you don't pay. So, for example, Tosfos in Baba Kama, Lamed Amud Beis, 17. Diva Masal HaChachamim Omrim. Okay, the issue there is an issue relating to ribbis, okay? And when a deal is done with regards to contract charging interest, so everybody who has any hand in it, the lender is in violation, the borrower is in violation, the middleman, the seersor, he's in violation, the guy right to start, the agent, everybody's got to do with it, it's contagious. Everybody's got to do with it in violation. So in the context of that discussion, Tosfos Baba Kama Lamed Beis quotes the Gemara Eidim Nesha, which is the parak of ribbis, Sha'edim Overlosa Tehanagon Sha'in Nikar Ribbis Mitoch Hashtar. Okay, again, a detail. And he says that, look at V'yei Shlomar, he says, the lo sasimel av nesha v'inchi malva v'lova v'arid mashmalu, u'lahachi lo mifsal b'achi. He says, people think, there are, under certain circumstances, the Eidim would not be a problem. I would think that when it says in the Torah, lo sasimel av nesha, so who violates it? The borrower, the lender, the guarantor, but the guys who are just on the side, I would think, okay, even, and therefore we don't postle them, they're from the Shavua, but Lemaisa, they're wrong. Lamai says they think, so in terms of a Shavua, we're not going to apostle them, like you said before, right? But they're wrong. And he says, Kidamrina, just like Lo Sachmon L'Inshi B'Lo Damash, with Tosis there, by the Ribbis, compares it to our case of Lo Sachmon, and says, people think they're wrong, okay? It's definitely usher, you definitely violate Lo Sachmon, even if you pay. But people think, so therefore, for sure, we have a different thing. So that's the Tosis, huh? And I don't care about Shua now. I'm just trying
to have
your Shua accepted. Yes, I'm not talking.
The fact
you think, because what's the whole idea? The whole idea is because we think the guy's dishonest. He doesn't realize he's doing something else. He's not going to be dishonest by the Shua. That's the logic. But anyway, Tosin about the comments.
Example,
you're right. You didn't know. So again, there are many cases. A guy went down. He wanted to pick some. He meant to pick this up. He picked out grass. And there are many things we'll.
In those cases, it's not auction because
You have to look at each case. I can't tell you offhand about all the cases. What do you want to say? Niskaven, Nishabas. And Niskaven, Lahoris, Alas, Atolos, Mechuba rather, he was intent with the Baal Beit Shabbos to pick flowers. Okay. Turns out they already picked, right? They didn't violate. Anyway, I don't want to go into all of that. So similar to that Tosin, another Tosin Baba Kama, Samach Beit on Alf, that's the Sugi of Chamsun, the Velasco of Chamsun. Okay? And there too, Tosin says, if you pay, Aval Hecha, here it is. Tosin says, Aval Minat Torah, Eno Posel, Hecha de Lo Yohiv Dome. In the right, so you're only possible for sure if you didn't pay. Aval hechad, you have done me, but if you did pay, you're kosher. Afal gav de lo marotin, afal pisha over Allah, forget rotin, it'll come back to that. Afal pisha over Allah de lo sachmon, even though you do violate lo sachmon. But how many perakshan moksin, right? That's what we see here in days. Lo sachmon le inshi below don vashmon hu. People think, right? So again, it's the same idea. So you see, these Balei Tosfos definitely disagree with the earlier Balei Tosfos that we had, because they hold you only violate Losach, you violate Losach no matter what. Well, you pay, you don't pay. Okay? It doesn't matter if you paid. And Tosfos Bavitzi, Ayin Bezim, and Aleph also says the same thing. Again, by Rebbe Zvi Maschel Shtar, it's a long Tosfos, only printed one part. Inami, I feel it, Rebbe Zderaisa, Yesh Lahakshir, the Shema, same idea, Losisim, Linshi, Losisimun, Linshi, Malva Mashmul, Veloba Edim. Therefore, they're kosher. Could I mean a nami lo sachmon lo inchi below dom mashul? It says several other mishonim the same thing. The Ramban in his chidushim there above metziah. Ramban is on him. He's on bob and out. Then we ask Abaye Omar. He says El Abaye son of Amay the Omar Mori the Omar Domi ki yahim lo sachmon lo inchi below dom mashul. Oman the Ovid hachi lo chashid amamono ashuasa. True, a guy who pays, we can still accept the shul. Avovadai ain't Adam Rishai Lasos came, but it's certainly usher, says the Ramban. It's certainly usher. You can't say there's no low sachmon if you didn't pay. If the people think.
Trying to calculate if something's usher or not, they're not being judged by the rules of Eidos or Shuls.
Right.
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 Acceptable,
that's right. Even though
it's
right. Right. But here we have a machokas. We've shown him. You have now Tosi. You have the Ramban. Okay. The Rashbo in the Tshuva. But you see the Ramban read, Abel Vaday ain't other Rashai Lassos came. People think, and therefore maybe won't pass this again. I'm not here to talk about Hashuva work. I'm just trying to show you that these Rishon were of the opinion that you violate Losach mode even if you pay. It doesn't matter if you pay, you don't pay. You violate and you do pay. People think you don't violate unless you pay. People don't violate unless you don't pay. But you do. People think, and that's about Ramadan, that's a main tough, because I remember the writer. Obviously, it's true. The Rashbo is a Chubach, and the Galaxy is a tough Lamed. Okay? Someone asked him, Mishu before some, Choshur, Ba'achan, the Rashbo, Tarb, Neman, Bisurin, in Lav. Interesting question. Right? We have a din, Erechan, and Bisurin. Erechan, and Bisurin means, you know, if I go home tomorrow night, I have dinner, and you go home, you have to ask your wife where she bought the chicken, if there are two witnesses, that Sully bought a kosher store. And she says, no, Erechan, and Bisurin. Right? One witness, one witness is never in a case of this or that there. Not in a court case, but Edechus, the question is, what if this guy is known that he does Averis? Do we still say Edechus and Bisurin? If you come and tell me this piece of meat is kosher, I believe you. I can eat this piece of meat, even if I don't know. Okay? Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
It's not a woman.
It's not a dinner Edus. No, Edechus and Bisurin. So the question is, what if the guy is known to do Averis? So the Rashbo writes in the course of the tshuva, "Afilu chosel aver dolo mashul inchi shu aser." Okay, even if a guy doesn't have aver that people don't realize is aser, kosher ulako, he's still kosher. Ka oser she'omav kavod matir lo sachul inchi, just like over there. So again, the Rashbo also says that a person can be considered kosher for certain dinim, like I was saying before. A person is kosher for certain dinim because doesn't realize it's an avera. Again, I'm not interested so much in that din for tonight. I'm more interested in the idea that it's an avera. According to all these shonim, the Ritva also, okay, imish adir maser elahad. That's on Bavitzia Hamid Beis, right? The imishum lav de lo sachmon af mizeh eno sovur shu over lo sachmon because the inchi below dor mashul. Again, people think, but it is usher. Let's look finally at the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Ches. Okay, 23. Shelo lahalos machshavto lasos tachbu lakachzano mashul zutena machino. What is the inchi below sachmon? Don't plot and connive and scheme to get something that belongs to somebody else, right? They quote the pasuk in Eikev and so on. She iser lav de lo sachmon eino nigmar ad sheyaseh bo maaseh. Even though it starts as something in your heart, you're not in violation until you actually do something. And I really want this. I covered this. That's not this. That's against the Ibn Ezra. that we started with, right? The Bnei B'chai, you know, who talk so much about what's in here. But he may agree.
Make land, you don't get to carry the mat.
So let's see. So you have to do a mitzvah. Now what? Now look at the next line in Chida. Vafilu nosan hadomim lechaver ala chayfetz over gam ken alav de lo sachmet. You can't say it more clearly than he said it. Even if you afilu nosan hadomim, even if you paid top dollar for the item, you still violate lo sachmet. She'ein lav de lo sachmet niskam nesin hadomim. You don't fix up, you don't alleviate the problem of sachmor, even if you paid, as long as you paid it, you know, through pressure and so on. So most of the Rishonim are of the opinion that you violate lo sachmor, you pay or you don't pay. So what exactly is the issue? So the Chinuch hinted at in the Rambam, he gets from the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, let's look, important Rambam 24. Hilchos gzeilev avida perakala malachat tes. Kol hachom eid avdo or maso beisim v'keil shechavero. O kol dover she'epshol she'kneu m'menu. Or something else you could possibly get from him. V'hichbid olav. You beroyim, you pressured him with harsh words. V'hiftzirpo. And you... Not sure.
Maybe.
Okay. Right. You have some mafia types to start up with, or whatever. The hipster bow, you hack them, you know, you chepper them. Ad shalakom menu, af al pisha nosan odomim rabin. You paid a lot of money. Maybe you paid even what it's worth. You paid a lot of money for it. Hareza over below sashe shem below sachmon. You violate the sachmon. So Rambam clearly paskins like most of you saw him. It doesn't matter you pay me, don't pay him. Even if people may think, but they're wrong. You violate the sachmon even if you pay. Now he says, "Ein lokin alav zeh, it may shem b'maisa." It's a lot of shem b'maisa. The eino over belav zeh ad sheyikach hachefet shechomad. The Rambam again. The Rambam is always precise. You don't violate the lav until you actually take the item. When you get the item into your hands, that's you violate it. Kenyan Shinema, like that pasuk naked. Lo sachmur kezo lebe lo kachtolov. Chimud sheish bo maisa. So according to the Rambam, you see two things. What's the issue of lo sachmur? Is to contrive and to connive and to come up with some plot, some scheme to get this item. Okay? And get it. And get it. Even though you paid, in terms of money, the guy didn't lose a nickel. Okay, you may have paid him extra. Huh? You didn't steal. I said you gave him full value. It's not lo sigzo, but it's lo sachmo. But when you violate it, not while you're plotting, while you're thinking about it, you violate it at the moment you get the item. So says the Rambam. The Rambam has two asokas. First of all, asokas are number one. Kol hachomed azos afo pishenos adom yikam omar avram velo omar rotsani. The Rambam has one. He fundamentally agrees with the Rambam, but he throws in if at the end the seller says, all right, I'll sell it to you. Even if you pressured him, the Rivet holds that you're not in violation. Okay? The Rivet holds only if you're over if the guy never, you know, you forced him to do it and he gave it to you and you paid him the money, but he never agreed.
Physically, you got it, you physically gave him the money. It all depends on what he
said. Right, so that's the Rivet. You have to say roads on me. The idea seems to be, okay, you beat him up, you take the item, you leave the money there. Okay, he didn't say, no, okay, so that's a question of what, but the rabbi is, once he says, I agree, it's okay. So the now, why? What's at the heart of this muscle? Because the Magid Mishnah explains. Yeah. So the Magid Mishnah is there in Perakal Velochetes. The Magid Mishnah 25 says basically, I'll say it outside, and I say, he says basically, the Magid Mishnah explains that the core of this machlokes is a fundamental machlokes. The Rambam, the Ravid seems to say basically that lo sachmur is a case of a chamsam. The guy pressures him and he doesn't want to sell it. He never agreed to sell it. Okay. The Rambam seems to say even if it's a valid sale, you know, in other words, the Ravid says once it's a valid sale, the guy said rotsani, then that knocks off lo sachmur. Because once the guy says, I'll sell it to you, even though, again, it's not nice, but even though you pressure him and so on, it's not lo sachmon. The Rambam says it could be 100%, you know, that doesn't matter. It's a valid sale. It's not about, you know, either way, the Rambam says you violate. That's our slogan number one. Yeah.
Can you go back to the puzzle?
Yeah.
Right. Well, sachmon says
the
issue of a wife.
Both. Right. On the list, yeah.
So he might have had to go back on it.
Yeah.
Did you ask to do the Maisa B or something like
that? Yeah, so that's the question. When do you violate the Sachman with Eishas Reach?
Oh, no, you
don't. Yeah, the Rambam said, he doesn't say. He only says when you get the item.
Divorce,
yeah, I don't know offhand. Okay, I was thinking about it just before.
What, there's an issue of house, so of course you can't just wipe.
No, but the point of when, at what moment do you violate it? That's what you're saying. The Rambam says you have to need the miser of taking the item. Okay, but so what's the maaser? Is the maaser beer? That's the question. Is that or is it maaser beer? I'm not sure. I have to check it out. Anyway, so that's machlokes number one. And that is, does it matter whether it's a valid, whether the sale stands or not? Okay, the Rambam says it doesn't matter. The sale can be 100% valid, and it's still lo sachmo. The guy, even the Rambam holds it, even if the guy says rotzani, it's still lo sachmo. That's the point. The Rambam says it says rotzani, it's not. Okay, then it's, but the Rambam seems to say by the Rambam's argument. So the Rambam presumably holds that even if the fellow says road sign, it doesn't matter. It's still it's a valid sale, it's still Osama.
It's still instigated by force.
Right. Now the second difference is that the Rambam's bothered, okay, because that's the second saga is at the end of 24. The ain lokan alav zeh shein olayz amar vam. I never saw a more astonishing thing than this. The rabbi sometimes talks wrong. Of his own right. He says, one second. The Rambam just got through saying, when do you violate the Isser? When you take the item. Now he says, but there's no Malkus here because Lav Shem Malkus. Well, you just said when you take the item, well, that's the Maisa. That's why he says, well, Ra'isi Dover Taima Gorom is there. The Heichon Maisa Gorom, and the Pil Sechesed. He took the item, the Ben Shalom said. So, Havel Hoyal Olomar, he agrees. You know why there's no Malkus? A totally different reason. You know what? There should be this for a different reason. He agrees. The rabbi doesn't argue. The rabbi says, "Avo hayolom ishu chay betashumen shukigazin shchay lahashav zagdela lefichachen olag okay becomes there chay lahashav zakeiz about." Another thing, the rabbi needs to tashum right. In other words, you can whenever you can rectify the issue. In other words, you can always give it back tomorrow. I'll do tshuva, Erev Kippur, whatever. We're now in the after Tishrei, so. Of his Rosh Tavis Elul Bo, right? So we're getting in the mode, right? So the guy decides to do tshuva. So he says, "Oh, I'll give it back." So that's why there's no malchus. But fundamentally, in terms of lav shem or ma'ase, I don't think the Rambam is wrong. So the Magid Mishnah there too. On the next page, the Magid Mishnah explains that also. He said that's the same machlokes. It's the same machlokes because according to the Rambam, taking the chayfetz, that's not a ma'ase. Why? Because according to the Rambam, it could be a valid sale. That didn't do anything wrong. I paid him, right? It doesn't matter. The guy said Rotsani, right? It's a valid sale. Still lo sachmo. That's why it's a law of shame of Maisa. That's not a Maisa. Maisa means a Maisa Isser. There's no Maisa in taking the item. And the Ravid, who says that, no, if you say Rotsani, so then if it isn't, then it is a Maisa. It's a Shitasam. Okay. So much about lo sachmo now. Okay, it's a Machlok. So we had a Machlok as... First of all, whether paying makes a difference or not, that's the Balaitosis, the minority. The Balaitosis of Mavati and the Sanhedrin, and we said the Smag, and the Rosh Mekin in the Sefer Kriyas, and the most that we've shown him, posted in several other places, and we had the Ramban, the Rosh Bodhi, they all say that no, if you pay, and the Rambam, most importantly for us now, the Rambam says even if you pay, there's still Lo Sachmo. The Chinna said it, I think, most clearly.
You don't need a okay. Mindset.
So everybody says you need a maaser. The Rambam says you don't need a maaser. The Rambam says you do need a maaser. I'm sorry, the Rambam says you don't need a maaser. There is no maaser. That's why there's no malchus. You still violate even without a maaser. A lot of shame of maaser. Still violate, there's no malchus.
So
okay. Now,
So at what point is
the you are involved? Not that the maaser doesn't matter. Okay, the Rambam said you when you take the item, that's lo sachmo, but it's not malchus. That's all.
Okay, and the Ravid.
And the Ravid will say the Ravid says it's only if the guy said rotzani, there's no lo sachmo at all. It's only if you took it without permission. That's a maaser.
So it's a maaser, but not a maaser.
Right. It's a maaser. Yes. And so therefore, no malchus. Good. Now the question is, what is lo sisave add to the mix? Here in the Parshas Chanan, we have not only lo sachmo, but lo sisave also. So what does lo sisave add to the mix here? Okay, so that's the second. The Rabbeinu B'chai in the 26, here in our study, in Rav Chana, Parakei, Pasuk Ches. V'aseres Adibus Yishon Eskriv Lo Sachmod, V'yishreyecha, Koma Lo Sachmod B'domim, Lo Sisave B'lo Domim. That chilek that we've just been talking about, he said that's the difference between Lo Sisave and Lo Sachmod. That's how he rectifies the Shitas. Okay, he says Lo Sachmod is even if you pay. And lo sisav is you don't pay. Klomar shlo yisav v'yachshu zebelibo shamachshava zeh tivyenu shikara b'dam nimsa over lo sachmon. So he says one is with you without paying. Okay, that's a possibility. I mentioned before the Urayim, the Melezim Mitzvah, the Malatosis, as this Sefer Mitzvah, called the Sefer Urayim. It's the Simen Kuf Tezvav, or the old version of Rishon Dalad. So he also seems to say that, like the Smag, if you go back for a second, go back to, what number was it? We had the Smag before. 15. Go back to 15 for a second, the part that I read over quickly before, because the Smag is in Lavin Kuf Nun Ches. So he says, Kosma says the Dibros of Sachmon, the Kosm Od Losi Save. So he says, Vakol Echod. It's the same thing, it's another word, don't get excited. Never mind, Rabbi Mechai said that one is with money, without money. It's Vakol Echod, it's all the same thing. That's what he says. Okay? Now, in other words, Losi Save, you also wouldn't violate just with a mental, and it requires an action. Okay? It's just a different word. That's what he says. And that's how the Urayim, going back now to what we're up to, well, it's a different word sometimes. I mean, the same thing. Okay, I have to figure it out. That's what he says. In terms of halacha, in terms of the maisa. So that's what the Urayim also says like that. Okay, he says chomer machshava. The Urayim in Kuftas also says like that. Okay, look at the end. Okay, he says a little differently. All of Nemar lo tzach. Look at the last line of 27. Uksiv. It's two different Isurim, but it's the same thing. Okay? And the Mordechai in Bava Kamma printed over.
What does it mean, two different
Isurim? No. He's saying that it's the same act, but you violate two things. Okay? That's the first time we teach a thing. The Mordechai in Bava Kamma in Paragraph 106, Paragraph 2 on the Psalm of Love, 28, also says like that, also. It's two different Lavin. Fine. Ramban says.
Twice?
No, but on your scorecard, it's two to the one.
Yeah.
Now, the Ramban by us here in Rosh Hanan says something important also. Here again, Parakei Poshifes 29. Why does it mention Isha first? He says because that's the person the Yetzirah is strong, it's a woman and so on. Then he says that Ki Kones Bechal Chemda Afilo Ataiba. He says, when do you violate those? He's having very interesting. He says, if a guy wants something and he overcomes it because he recognizes not right, okay, but he said, Losis Ave, the Ramban says, is the guy really, I really want to take it. You know why I don't? Because you're bigger than me. You'll beat me up, Or I'm afraid you're going to call the cops. I see this guy's got a house, a beautiful, yes, we want to go in there and steal. Only one thing, it's got a great security system. So if I break in, they're going to arrest me. So I'm not. That's Losi Sabe, says Ramban. Isn't that interesting? He says, that's Losi Sabe. Okay. Oh, the Lo Yucha Lazus Ken Ki Chavero Takif Mimeno. Oh, Sheyesh Bim Komo Emas Hamalchus. Right? The fate of the law. Okay. So over the law is that. Interesting. That's Ramban. Okay. Yes, it is. Very different. Okay. So there is. Yes. So let's get back to hold the thought. Hold the thought. The Sefer Mitzvah Cotton just rounded out the Smak also Mitzvah Yudtes, right? He says more or less like the Urayim and like the Smak. He says Ubelo Yoav Dome Chayev Shtayim. Okay, violate those things all and those sachmon. Venira, look, he said the last line in the 30 there. Mitzvah Yud Tes and the Smak. Venira, the lo sachmo, the lo sisava, hako echaru, the kefon milu. Yeah, it's above that. Torah just used another expression. Fine. Now, it's interesting because the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, Reish Samechai, he quotes the Mechilta, the Mechai printed in 31, Mechilta de Shem Yerachai there in Yisrael, in Shmuel's Perkhof, Pasuk Yudalad. He has distinction between the taiva b'fnei atzmo and chemda b'fnei atzmo. What's one? So what's what? And what's the other? So he doesn't spell it out as clear in the chilton as a girsa issue. Quotes a pasuk of Micha that I printed. V'chamdu sodos v'gazul batim. Let's read it in the Rambam with that background. Look at the 33. Mitzvah losa say reish samechei. My point being that the Rambam counts los hachmo and los isave as two different things. So not like the smag and the smack, they all say it's one thing, it's a double language, everything. Rambam counts as two different mitzvahs. Hamitzvah reish samechei, he says yironim, asim machshavteinu, lasos tachbu, like I said before. What's the issue of losachmod? To start contriving with a whole scheme, how am I going to get this thing? I'm going to make you an awfully confused, I'll come up with a patent, you'll give it to me, and I'll pretend I lost it. All the stuff we mentioned before. Okay? That's losachmod reish samechei. He quotes that Mechilta. You might think just chomer b'dover, no, based on a pasuk in Rekev, losachmod, okay, that's losachmod. Now look at the next page, 34, Sefer Mitzvahs, of the Rambam Mitzvahs, losaseh, reish samech vav, the next one. Hamitzah reis halov yishiz hamei asim asher lachmol ma'ashechino ulitzavos bo. Shezeh yiyah maybe lasos tachbulah knosah. That's an earlier stage. What, he says, look at the second line. Ve'ein hashnei lavin elu b'inyan echad. Mamash faket from a smag. And these are not the same thing. Ve'ein lavin elu b'inyan echad. Aval halav arishon hulo sachmon mazir shol liknos ma'ashech lzuseinu. Here it happens on that point. The Rambam says, like that Ramban a little bit, that what's in your mind, losach mode requires, like we saw in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, an action. It's not losis avos, even the lay. Okay, even the lay. Okay? So now you maybe have to come back to that Ibn Ezra we started with. That's a, how can the Torah say that? The Ben Amichai and the Karakara. We started with, how do you come back to, you know, to that? We'll have to understand why that is. But anyway, yes, but there's two different issues. Yeah. Apparently, yeah. Yeah. But they're two different lavin. Unlike the smog, and they say that the losam is this.
The point that the gather of losam was only reached
once. Have losis avos, yes. That's what it looks like.
It means like the same, they're on the same track.
But the point is, it's interesting that it's delayed, because we don't say, let's say, you mentioned, we don't say by eating trait, there's two things. Number one, I have a time to eat it. Number two, I eat it. You violate this, or you eat trait, right?
Discussions that elsewhere. So you might have a different kind of avail if you start the plan.
But that's a different thing, right? Yeah. Right. Okay.
But
anyway, let's look
between action and not action.
Right.
But even when it's not action, there might be a difference between a vague taiva and a plan.
Yes. Well, the Rambam talks about a plan. Rambam talks about tachbula.
Well, that one itself is also the heritage. It's just that the heritage. But
that's right. It's just it's the next stage of the heritage. So some explain like that. We just said, some say, what is the act of taking? The act of taking it is the, that there's even some discussion, or there's some want to say that just having the mental thought is the chati shira of taking it, right?
Well,
I don't want to say that because it's, you know, huh?
About losasuru,
it's the same discussion. Okay, all right, yeah. Okay, let's see. So let's look at the Rambam now, back in, I just want to mention this, the Machuz Rishon, but look in the Rambam, Hukuzel Veda, Parakal, Yud, that's in the Sefer Mitzvah. Look at the Mishnah Torah. He says, "Kol mis ave beso ishto bekev shachaber ochay chazber mishardom shav liknos amenu kevon shechoshu belibo." What's the word? Kevon shechoshu belibo. Heich yikne dover ze. You know, not just he desired, but he started the plot. Okay. The nifta libo dover over velosase. Shenemar losi sabe. The ain't taiva elavalei bavad. I'm gonna punch it right out. Ain't taiva elavalei bavad. Okay. Now halachia hataiva maybe lede chimur. Hachimur maybe lede gezel. Right, Shimlo Rasa Valimko, Apple Peace, Hibalim Domin, you give him lots of money, the hits there, you kept checking him and so on and so forth. Okay, now, yes, right, and then in the days, Holomaratosh of his Ava Obel Avechor, the Kona Dovashe, his Ava, the Hepsesh, Hibs Valim Akosh, and Obel Bishne Lavin. If you just come up with a plan, you never end up doing it, you violate Losi Sabe. If you ended up there, you violate both. And the Magid Mishnah says, again, explains that, that's that Mechilta, okay? And the Ravid, he says, Nilo Shadas Harabin Avram Zal, the Magid Mishnah says, Shechayv Chiva Taiva Shis Ava Liknos Vedom Shalom Britzon Abal. It's only if the guy didn't say he wrote on it, like I said so before. I just want to mention to finish up, the Rush writes in a Tshuva called Tzari Hei Simon Aleph, the Rush writes, Ata Avar Din Gezel Karka, okay? Ikach Ye Emes Tisholosh Aver Sihem Bin Yen Gezel. Harishon Abach Shova, Shemisav Aliba Lamon. He has like a separate thing to speak about it, you know. So you think about it, then you talk about it, then you do it. It's not interesting. But in the Shulchan Aruch, bottom line, 38, in the Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Simen Shin Nun Test, if Yod Nyud Aleph, says basically the Rambam. He says like the Rambam. So I have to read it again. It's basically that same Rambam as we had in 35, Hilchos Zeh, the Parakalav, Halacha Yud, to your base. Okay, Kolachomed is this, and then that's only delayed. He says the same words as the Rambam, the end of Sif Yud, the Ein Atayv El Belayv Bovad. It's basically verbatim from the Rambam. Okay, so just to finish, and the Smad, and then Halach Yud Beis, say again, it's all the same. Sif Yud Beis is like the Rambam. It's all the same.
Huh? The Rambam Parakalav deals with the later action,
in other
words, obviously
going the
way the
Pasuk
goes, but the fact that
it
deals with the Pasuk first and
the
Halacha
Ted, and then Halacha Ted. It's an interesting question. I don't know, unless it's actually just dealing with the goal, but it's a good point. I don't know. And the Shulchan follows that. I'm not sure. Okay? Now, the Smart points out, according to Yud Zayin 39, He says, "Avo below lekicha in arvo lo sachmon." But if you never end up taking it, then you'll buy it lo sachmon, right? Okay. Anyway. Yeah, right, right. In terms of seven mitzvot. The Torah Tamima back in Yisroel and Parakov Shmos Ost Tzadi Zion. He says also the beer who shataiva he believe the chedba he bishtablus hasogas adover. Right, and therefore, if he's ave believe over lo sisave, if he's asik la hasik adover over gam alo sachmon. Okay, and the balachemus al rutzel in kol of a klochabonis over gam alo sisave. Fine. I want to just mention why would we have such a high standard? In other words, basically, what's in the heart. So some rishonim say that you don't never violate lo sisave, and not that we saw that. Right? That was the smag and the irayim and the smag all seem to say you don't violate lo sisave. You can't violate lo sisave independently of lo sachmon. It's two expressions of the same thing. No, that's what they said. They said it's no. They didn't. No, that's what they said. That's what the Rambam said. But they said no. They said it's lo sachmon lo sisave is heads and tails of the same coin. And even for lo sisave, you need an action. The Rambam said that for lo sisave, you can have just in the lathe, right? Just the lathe, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that way. Why should we have this stricture? There's such a high standard going back to maybe agrees with Ibn Ezra. So I'd like to suggest a little more what you said. There's something else before about Goyim. So it's interesting. We know that when it comes to Gzela and Geneva, you're not allowed to steal from a Goy either. But it's interesting the difference in the Rambam presented. Look in 41. The Rambam of Gzela Aveda, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kola Gozo es Chavero. He begins by, Chavero is a fellow Jew. Whoever steals from a Shabbat Putin fellow Jew, over the Lo Sase. Right, you've already Lo Sase. Fine. Shenemar Lo Sigzo, and so on. Halacha Beis, then he says, but of course, we also Lo Koso Ditar, Afilu Goy, etc., etc. I mean, it's certainly not, but he splits it up. Right? He first says the fundamental Isser is to Gozo es Chavero. And then he says also the price of the guy. In Hilchos Geneva, Parak Aleph Halach, he just says general. Kol Agonev Mamon. He doesn't say Gonev Mechavero. Kol Agonev Mamon, period. And he says, Echad Gonev Mamon Yisrael, Echad Gonev Mamon Goy. So it comes out the same, but the formulation is different. So I'd like to suggest the following. What's the difference between Gzela and Geneva? So one of the classic differences is Gzela, you know the victim, right? I come up to you, I mug you, right? So I won't talk to you, no karate, but I go to somebody else. Okay, so find somebody weaker than me, there might be somebody. So I hold you up, as opposed to Gneva, where a guy comes and sneaks into the house in the darkness of night and so on. A lot of times, I don't know who the victim is. Or today, there goes cyber. You know, it's a random victim, right? I have no idea who you are. It's a random, that's Geneva, right? So, so Gzela, maybe the Rambam is saying the following. Gzela, it's not that you stole something. You also sort of cheapened the person. You affronted his, we believe in the United States of America, private property is such a fundamental human right. You've attacked his humanity in a way. You know what I'm saying? With Gzela, when it's a random guy, the guy's not coming after me. He doesn't know who I am. There's no personal contact. It's also, I'm not questioning, it's also either way. But there's a difference. And look at the Rambam when he talks about the Havdalecha Kamocha. Of course, the Pasuk in Kedoshim Perek Tes, Pasuk in Chesra, the Havdalecha Kamocha, Rambam mitzvah, I say, Reishvot. Right? So a mitzvah Reishvot, so it's going to lehov, we have to love everybody else and so on. And look what he writes. He says, V'tia shetia chem losi. I should love my brother. Part of the Hafer Kamocha, the Rambam is saying, let's say Reish Vav, is to respect this property. Now that, so therefore, when I go ahead and steal from you, or now by extension, by Lo Sachmod, I'm not just coveting something belongs to you, I'm almost negating your. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Philosophically, I'm negating your humanity and your rights. A guy steals from me, so I'm on the internet on a cyber. Okay, it's terrible, but he didn't come after me. He doesn't know why. It's a random victim, right? They're random crimes. Or a guy sneaks into the house, he breaks in the house in the middle of the night. But so it could be that that's why the Rambam says when it comes to Los Sigzol, there's a special kolagozas chavero. Then he adds, of course, you're not allowed to steal from non-Jew either. When it comes to Geneva, there's no difference, right? It could be, maybe, that Lo Sachmod is only, like the Pasuk said, Lo Sachmod Beis Re'echa. Lo Sachmod. Now, the Isser Lo Sachmod may only apply to a fellow Jew, not to a guy. Again, stealing will apply to a guy too, of course. But Lo Sachmod, why? Because by a Jew, it says. But why? Because it connects to Alfred. Yeah, Chami. That's what I'm saying. Why? Because With a Jew, there's this other idea of appreciating his humanity. So it's something to ponder. I just want to end with one interesting thing. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shaar Tshuva, Shaar Gimel Os Men Gimel, discusses also, what if someone pressures me to give a gift? And he can give it to me. Come on, you don't want this thing anyway. You never use it. You know, God keeps hacking you to give something away, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah said, maybe that's also to give it away. No money. But you pressure, I don't, finally I give it to you. Is that also a sachmot? Right? So you can say, certainly. On the other hand, no. But anyways, the interesting thing is a tshuva from the Kajig Lovagon. Okay, the Kajig Lovagon. That's what Shaar Tshuva says, that it is, there is an issue. It's a sachmot even by a gift. So based upon that, the Kajig Lovagon has in the Shaar Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi. Not Eretz Tzvi, it's Roshachta, right? But Eretz Tzvi is in Simon Gimel Osvog. He has an exchange with a Gera Rebbe. I guess it's true in those days, it's true in this day also. Okay? He says, a guy comes for tzedakah. $18, last year you gave $180, right? I mean, if I gave $180 to every one of these guys who make that claim, I think I gave away more money last year than I earned. Okay, to every guy, oh, last year you gave me $5. You know, so the claim, he keeps hacking, come on. And finally, it's Sunday afternoon, you have something else to do, and this guy keeps tempering you, follow, okay, give a check on it, get out of my house, you know. Is there a problem with Sachon? It's an interesting question. That's what the exchange between the Kajig Lovagon and the Ger Rebbe. Okay? It's a very interesting thing. So the Ger Rebbe said, you see from this Shaar Tshuva, okay, he said, maybe he wants to argue there's only those Sachmod, if it's, first of all, he said, if it's an item, base for Yechad, but money, which is not specific, he wants to argue no Sachmod, there's no low Sachmod. The Kajig Lovagon disagrees. He said, and he says it may be mutter anyway with the mishalachim because the mitzvah. You know, the mitzvah to give him, so they can pressure you to do a mitzvah. We have a concept of fear by mitzvah. But I thought it was just an interesting idea.
Okay, it goes back to everything we said. If you're talking about money out of the bank or money out of your pocket, it's not the same.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, I thought it was interesting. I just want to end with that discussion between the Kajig Lover and the Ger Rebbe. You know, sometimes you have it. These guys sometimes very hard sell guys. They don't leave until you give them more. Come on. You know, come on. I only come once a year. I only come once every 5 years.
Is
there a
need to let the guy in?
Okay, so let's talk another time. But anyway, I know that's then you. Yeah, you can send him a dollar. I don't know if it's a stock issue now. But I'm just saying it's an interesting question. Okay, we'll stop over here. That's an insight into low stock mode.
Okay. Just to mention, I'm not going to be here next Thursday night. So